Well, you know, we haven't heard from Colder by the Lake in a while, but when they come back with a splash. Margie Preuss joins us this morning in the studio. She is a co-librettist. I don't even know if that's a word, but now there's a word for what she is, of a show which I think premiered in 2001.
In April of 2001, when the mammoth ice storm occurred, probably caused by our show.
Yes, because, and it was the premiere of Les Incomfortables. You and Gene Schrammick wrote the libretto. You're co-librettists.
That's right. That's correct.
Tyler Kaiser wrote the music.
Yep.
So what I want to know is, did Colder by the Lake disappear, go on hiatus because of global warming?
It was that ice storm. We're still cleaning up the branches and so on in our yard.
Okay. But you're bringing it back with Loon,
yes.
The lyric opera of the North.
Right. We couldn't. Well, for 15 years, people have been pestering us. When are you going to do that show again, that Les Incomfortables show?
And you said, I can't go to a cocktail party without being annoyed, so it's
right.
Time to do it
it's
again.
It's time to do it, especially that now we have this world-class professional opera company in Duluth that is capable of singing all the notes that Tyler wrote.
Well, who sang it the first time?
Well, some of the people who are now in Loon, and in fact, some of the people that are now the in charge or directors of Loon, and
so they probably sang all of their assigned notes.
They sang every note.
Okay,
but then there were some Colder by the Lake people that kind of faked it.
Well, but that's all right because they're actors. That's
well,
what
it was
actors
great.
Do.
No, it was great. It was a big hit. It was such a big hit that we brought it back again in January of that next year, 2002. And we performed at a bigger venue this time. The first time it was at Lake Superior College Theater, which is about the size of a kitchen nook. And then we brought it to Marshall Performing Arts Center right here on the campus of UMD. In January, the following year, because so many people could not get in to see it. And so what I want to tell your listeners is don't let this happen to you again. Get your tickets now by calling 218-464-0922 or go to loonopera.org. The show is at June 23, 24, and 26.
We'll get a link set up so folks can find this information. But it could actually be billed with previously unheard notes.
That's, yes, it could. It could, because every note will be heard. And I mean heard, because we have the most awesome cast with the biggest voices. Last night, we blew out a transformer.
Wow.
At rehearsal.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, half the rehearsal space went dark suddenly.
So how many people of the cast are part of the original cast?
Quite a few, actually. Let me see.
And so how do they, and how is it for them to revisit this?
Well, I think
15 years later.
Yeah, everybody's having a good, really good time. Maybe some people are surprised that they don't remember the lyrics, but
after 15 years, what's the matter with these people?
No, it's all coming back. People are doing just an amazing job with it. And it's fun to have the previous cast members, and then it's fun to have the new people mix in, and it's just a great energy with everybody having a great time. And it's also really fun when you have the new people because they laugh at the jokes that
this is all fresh to them. That was
right.
That was going to be my question. Are the old people laughing? I shouldn't say old people. Are the people who were in the show previously, are they laughing, remembering things?
Yes, of course.
Or are the new folks laughing more as they discover the piece for the first
time? Lovely mix of laughter.
I like
it. So you're new laughing and old laughing all mixed together, which I expect would also be the case for the audience, because there'll be people in the audience who saw it 15 years ago and are going to see some of their favorite jokes, but they're going to see a lot of new things too, because of course we've updated many things to reflect the times. And so I think it's going to be, I just think it's going to be really, really fun. I'm actually worried that there's going to be too much laughing.
Are you concerned at all? I saw last year the new Star Wars, and there was a certain amount of audience reaction to, oh, this is what Carrie Fisher looks like now, and oh, this is what Mark Hamill looks like now. Are you concerned at all about audience being members being concerned with the way the cast perhaps has aged?
Or did you store them cryogenically? Here's the thing. Opera singers, it turns out, get more and more beautiful as they age.
Really?
It's a stunning thing. You should just go and see. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow. Is it too late for us to become opera singers?
Start training now.
Thought I'd ask. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and Sarah Lawrence has been on this show, and she has explained that singing is all about managing your mucus.
Oh, well, I'm not going to go there.
Okay,
but I will say that they do a good job of it, and their voices have also improved,
so
I believe.
So are you hoping that you're going to need another, either that you'll need to relocate again to a bigger venue at some point
No, I'm telling you, and I'm telling your listeners, this is it.
All right.
So get your tickets for this show, June 23, 24, and 26, because That is it.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah.
That's all she wrote. This is your opportunity.
This is
and if
the
you
opportunity.
Miss this,
you're going to be sorry because you're going to hear about it for the next 15 years.
Do you plan to come back in 15 years?
I'm not so sure that we'll all look and sound more beautiful at that point. Now, we have many other projects, and Loon has many, many more projects, including a show the 7th of July called Red, White, and Loon.
Well, and we get to talk with them regularly as part of radio theater, but we haven't heard anything from Calder in a while, so Margie, it's really great to have you here.
Gene Shramick, who is the co-librettist with me on this show, and I do have a writing project up our sleeve, but you're going to have to invite us back to talk about that.
Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Margie, thanks so much for coming. It was absolutely wonderful to see you again. Margie Preuss and Gene Shramick, co-librettists of Les Incomfortables, Calder by the Lake and the Lyric Opera of the North, are teaming up to bring the show back more than half a quarter century later. Seriously.